Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
It's hard to believe that two titans of entertainment and social justice have left us. Jerry Lewis, whom we grew up watching every Labor Day on the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon, has died, but not before raising more than $2 billion for his favorite charity and saving countless lives. And then Dick Gregory. I had known Dick Gregory more than half of my life. When he and Lillian first moved his young family to Plymouth, Massachusetts in 1973 to the farm, we would travel from Boston on a regular basis for visits, which always included some of Lil's home cooking and Dick holding court, as he did up until he died on Saturday. You know, just 2 years ago, while visiting another colleague, the icon Bev Smith, Dick was working on a program with her, and he literally kept Bev and I up all night talking nonstop about world politics and everything else. And then at 6 a.m., when Bev and I were about to pass out, he said, "Oh, I've got to go catch a flight to Switzerland. See you later." He was 82, and that's how he rolled. Fortunately, my husband and I saw his most recent stand-up show in L.A., where the rawness was too much for even some black folks who had to leave the performance. But you know what? Dick never did anything in a ho-hum fashion. He was in your face and will leave an indelible void in the struggle for freedom and justice in America. He was brilliant. Rest in peace, brother. You deserve it, because on this earth, you never took a break. And my sincere condolences go out to the entire Gregory family. Thank you for sharing this extraordinary man with the world. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.